I was at my grandparents' house spending the night. I woke up at about 3:05 a.m. and looked around. In a rocking chair next to me, I saw a lady, looked like in her 90s, sitting next to me, staring at me asleep. After I realized I saw her, it disappeared. My grandparents' house is in the neighborhood, with a lot of other old people living in it. I still wonder what it was to this day, or why it was sitting next to me sleeping. Does anyone know if this is actually a paranormal experience, or something like sleep paralysis, or maybe my eyes playing tricks on me? So I'm scared out of my mind. I've been getting weird, heavy feelings lately and seeing shadows, but last night, our 7-year-old daughter came in crying because she had a dream two witches were in the house, one in the kitchen and one in the living room, and the one in the living room killed her. We calmed her down. She said before she fell asleep, she saw something in her room. A couple hours later, she was getting ready and was feeding the baby at the table, and my partner was saying, "Hey, buddy, hey," to the baby, then ran upstairs to help our daughter. Then my son and I heard someone loudly whisper, "Hey." It sounded exactly like my partner. I walked over and called out, but no one was there. If it were just me, then I'd ignore it. What do I do? I just had a dream about my grandpa who died 3 years ago. This is the only second dream I remember having since my grandpa passed. The first one was right after he died. We had been in the living room in his house. I know we talked, but could have never remember what about. Then at the end, he hugged me. He held me for a long time. So long it started to hurt. He wouldn't let go, and I kept telling him I didn't want to go. Then I woke up. My dreams are always long and vivid, so real they disappear from my mind quickly after I wake. So whenever I try to write about them, I can only remember the last bit. In this dream, I was trying to get on a ride, I think, like at an amusement park. I was walking towards a huge wall with a staircase. On my way to get on by myself, when I heard someone say something about taking someone with you for 1 point. Somehow I remember I had 1 point and I wanted to use it, but didn't know how. I tried to ask someone, but they continued up the stairs to the ride. I looked to my left and saw some of my uncles through marriage, but I said grandpa, step uncles, they were still alive. They were sitting at a terminal thing further down the wall, this one big smooth rounded bench. There were other people around them too, and the slide that connected to it, that followed down from the same path the earlier stairs led to. The uncle I had spotted first, let's call him Luke, was sitting at the base of the slide, like he had just came down, and I started calling his name over and over. I glanced at the people around me and made eye contact with Luke, the real Luke, was sitting at the base of the slide. I realized he was actually Luke's younger brother, Mark, on the slide, except he didn't look right. He looked kind of like he had Luke's face filtered over his. Then I went to look back at the slide. My grandpa was sitting there, maybe a foot from me. Over his shoulder, I saw Mark. He never looked at me, never made any facial expressions at all, as he was sucked back up the slide. My grandpa didn't say anything, but I heard Luke say, "He's not really there." It wasn't first time he had popped up in this dream. I remember seeing him multiple times. Each time I did, the sight of him triggered me to start crying intensely for only a few seconds before I was able to regain control of myself. When I looked back up, my grandpa was gone. I started talking to Luke, laughing about how embarrassing it was that I was calling out his name to Mark, and no wonder he didn't respond. I can't remember a damn thing, Luke said to me, but I know I woke up while we were talking. I'm always wondering what my dreams mean, wondering if there's more to them. Are they warnings? Are they my subconscious? Is it really my grandpa? What do you think? One of my family members died recently, and there's been a few consistent things that have been happening. About a month ago, me and my dad were sitting on the couch watching TV, and we heard this awful scraping metal noise coming from our kitchen. Me and my dad didn't know what to say, so we just rubbed it off. The next day, it happened again, this time earlier. It hasn't happened again yet. Today, I was eating lasagna, minding my own business in my room. I get up to throw my paper bowl away, then turned off my light. I got into my bed, and about 20 seconds after I got in bed, my light turned on. Now I'm starting to believe that there is something in my house. I've been looking online for someone with a similar experience, but I keep finding forums of people describing a spirit that mimics their loved ones' voices. When I was 16, my family moved into a house in Indiana. And we only lived there for about a year before moving back to my hometown. But during that year, it was really hard. There was a lot of negative energy in the house because my mom had a mental illness. And there was just a lot of fights and crying going on. I bring this up because I also see people describing spirits who feed off the negativity, and that was just a really hard year. So maybe that helps identify the ghost? Anyways, it's not out of the ordinary my dad get a glass of water or juice at like 2 a.m. out of nowhere. And during this time, me and my sister were sleeping on the couch together. A lot, because we could just fall asleep to whatever was on Netflix. Well, one night, I hear my dad's footsteps clearly, and I know they're my dad's because he has very heavy footsteps. I even heard the fridge open, clear as day, but I just thought it was my dad, so I yelled over, "Can you get me iced tea?" There was no response, so I look over from the back of the couch. The kitchen was behind the couch. And it was just a dark-ass kitchen. No footsteps were heard of him going back to his room, so I was confused. And when I ran to his bedroom to see him snoring, I was really scared, but didn't want to acknowledge what just happened, so I watched some Netflix until I could go to sleep that night. Okay, so fast forward a few months later. My sister's room is in the basement of this house. An unfinished basement, too, so it was kind of creepy to stay in that room yourself. So I slept there a lot too, and would chill in the room with her. One day, we're smoking in our bedroom, and the door is opened. Broad daylight, might I add. And we hear the sound of someone barefoot running back and forth in front of the door on the cement floors of the basement. Like clear as day, we could hear the padding of feet just slapping against the cement. Couldn't believe my sister was witnessing this with me. But we were so scared, we just closed the door. Nothing has happened since then while we've stayed there. So what was that? It didn't mimic voices, but it did mimic my dad's footsteps that night. Not sure about the basement footsteps. It sounded lighter, the running, so could be me or my sister. But has anyone ever experienced something similar? And is this a mimic spirit?